The most important consideration about how EBPs are implemented differently across age group is really the context. You want to think about where is the most appropriate place that this EBP will be implemented. So with young children, the home and the early childhood classroom will likely be the most appropriate setting for implementation, where for older students, we need to consider implementing EBPs in the job setting, in the community setting. How the EBPs are implemented doesn't necessarily change, but what needs to be adjusted is where the EBPs are implemented and what the purpose is for the implementation of those EBPs. So across the age group, we might think about implementing EBPs to support community access or to support job skills at a job site, where with younger children, we might use the same EBP, but we're thinking about teaching play skills or teaching communication requests. It's really the context and the purpose that is adjusted across age groups.